I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Deer ticks in Connecticut appear to be thriving in part thanks to an invasive shrub. What started out as one scientist's hunch turned into a decade of research. Japanese barberry came to the Northeast in the late 1800s. At first it was a landscape plant, but it soon escaped cultivation and landed in many wild parts of Connecticut. It's thorny with red fruit, and Scott Williams, a scientist with the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station, says it's hard to kill.
And it can really take over and create these massive infestations that ultimately retain humidity throughout the day, which makes a great microclimate for ticks to survive and thrive under.
Years ago, he says he was looking at ways to control the plant.
While we were doing it, we noticed we were getting a lot of ticks, deer ticks, on our person.
So he had a thought. Is barberry a favored spot for deer ticks? To find out, he identified six locations under a mature forest canopy. Some spots had barberry, others didn't, and in some places, the barberry was managed. Then his team went out and counted ticks.
10 years of wading through barberry and playing with ticks is kind of enough for my crew and I.
What that decade of data told them was this: managing barberry meant fewer ticks, especially those causing Lyme disease. William says he hopes his research doesn't drive people inside. Instead, he wants it to educate others about how to take better care of themselves and the forests in the state. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.